Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio of the New Africa Business Association. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we want to welcome you all to another edition of our show. Again, this evening, we're going to have our mics open as to where we will continue to do business identification. And we'll also talk group investments, or if you have some political concerns that you would like to chat also about. Our mics are going to be open this evening for all that join our show. Brother Aziz, you have any comments before we go to a quick commercial and we'll start the show?
Just looking forward to, you know, us letting them know about the National Muslim Business Conference that was this past weekend.
All right, we'll be right back to talk about that and many other discussions, like I said, as the evening progress. Be right back in just a second.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, they forgot to pay their bill, so we're going to... right back to the show, because that's definitely not one of our sponsors. So again, Brother Aziz, like you said, we had a very productive week down in the business fair,
right,
down in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Again, it's just an example of what we've been saying all year. You know, like I said, we have our local network associations. You know, we represent the Washington, Baltimore, metropolitan area, but there are many, many African business associations throughout the country that were started by our late leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad. May Allah bless him to be in paradise.
Amen.
And he's the one who's have all of the different business associations, network marketing with each other, getting to know our businesses throughout your local areas, and of course we want to know businesses throughout our entire national area. That's one of the reasons why we went to the blog radio, because we are able to now network and bring on a social network. And doing that through a business network idea, I think it makes us now as to where we can focus not only on our local business associations locally, but now we can know how to network and know where our African American businesses are all over the country. And that was what we got out of going to the national, is that all of the associations, or many of the associations, was all present at the at that conference, and it was wonderful meeting all of those business owners and all those different wonderful ideas. My mind is way out there, because I'm still trying to remember and graph all the information that we was able to receive from both sisters and brothers.
Yes, it was a lot of information, a lot of networking. Number of business people there also, you know, that had some of their products, and some of them didn't have products. They made presentations, which is very interesting. What I was glad to see was that there were some businessmen there that offered opportunities for other people to get into business also, and they were willing to, you know, share all the information needed to get into business, as well as even give them financial aid and help in getting started in the business. So, you know, these things, all these things going on was really beneficial to, you know, people that were there that wanted to move forward in starting a business. And, you know, then the networking that was done there that you and I did was fantastic. You know, we got a warm reception.
Well, I thought it was it was received very well. But I thought many, just like I said, there were so many professional business representatives there, and we just didn't have enough time to get the information that we wanted, but just by being informative with each other, we found that, and of course, many of these professionals that we're talking about, like I said, by being informative with each other, by sharing information, you know, on a short basis, many of them will be on the radio station chatting with us, because we are going to be having many of the experts that we know that we met that met with us, and so they have, many of them have an open invitation, but we will be sending open invitations to many very important. It was my first time meeting Benjamin Bilal, Brother Benjamin Bilal.
Yes.
Very, very impressive brother.
Right.
Heavy duty business brother.
Yeah.
And I look forward to, and it's that type of information that hopefully we'll be able to share and have those types of experts that we have had a chance to meet and greet, and have those brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And sisters to come on. Because, but like I said, there's so much talent. There's so much talent in our community. You know, if one would go searching for this talent, like we at the New Africa Business Association tried to do, you know, we ask that you either call in and chat with us, identify yourself, talk about your business.
I mean,
where else? No, when I was in business, Brother Razzies, anytime I had a chance to go to radio or something like that,
right?
I think I paid for it. I paid somebody to get close enough to, because you advertise, any way you can advertise your business or pronounce your business as to where there may be a large following, a listening, then by all means, I think that's somewhere what I would like to be associated. And like I said, the New Africa Business Association, that's what we want to do. We want to identify businesses in our communities and have those businesses and the consumers connected with each other, because, again, now you realize the value. When I say you, business owner, realize the value of being a member of the New Africa Business Association. And of course, that's what we are all about. If we don't have the membership, that means that we're not valuable enough. So of course but we know better. We know from what we are doing, and like I said, from meeting and greetings with the other business associations. I just feel sorry for the locations in the communities that don't have business associations, because these business associations, you may not see it now, but they are making a difference.
Yeah.
As far as turning around that dollar bill we've been talking about.
Right.
And again, of course, the emphasis was the $1.2 trillion that we consumably spent last year. and of course, in the way that we're spending even as of this year, should motivate us all to try to put businesses in our communities as quick as possible, become joint community business owners, and put these businesses in your community. It's going to pay off. Our community spend money. They love spending money. All you have to do is have the services or the products to provide. And I'm telling you, you have a customer. I do believe so. So, again, our mics are open this evening. Like I said, we're having a general discussion. We don't have any special guests or any special titles this evening. We're just going. Of course, we know that Ramadan is coming up here in a few more, just a few more days now.
This time next week, we will be on Ramadan.
So, again, of course, for those who don't know, you know, we'll be going through our fasting period. And at that time, we like we for the last 3 years since we've been on the air, we've chosen not to discuss business. During the holy month of Ramadan, we're going to leave our airtime for those who knows the Quran and can tell us teach us the Quran and the Sunnah. That's what we will be hoping to focus on. And also, we're going to be turning our station over to our directors who our Christian brothers and sisters are going to be continuing some of the some of the programs during our holy month of Ramadan as to where they will continue their business discussions and after the fasting period is over, inshallah, we will all be right back together and continue our business growth in our communities. And Brother Aziz, you know, we said our communities because we know we need our Christian brothers when it comes to the economics.
Yes.
That's where our real economics is at. So we have to, as a community, and as a business association, and then by doing this as a business association, whatever our religious affiliation is, if we'll be able to grow and to grow our communities quite prosperously by a community being vested and, again, growing your communities together. But it just pays for everyone. And the African American communities to become vested with each other and start growing your businesses jointly. And I say that because, and I stutter when I look every time I come to this subject, but I say that because, number one, I am a retired businessman. Been in business for over 40 years. I'm a financial planner, licensed. I'm still licensed. I just don't I'll try to build my clientele anymore. I still service my clientele. But saying that to say, as an individual, I wouldn't be interested in going into business myself at my age and a retirement status. But I would be, because I said I can see the huge amount of money that is being spent from the African-American community. And then you look at the fact that 9%, I like to say 99.8%, I think that's too big, 99.9% are consumers. We are not in business. We have to buy from others because we don't know any African-American as to where we can keep that dollar in our own communities.
Right.
So, again, this is my reason saying that it's worth because you look at the amount of money that the community spends. So my goodness, yeah, let's become vested as a community, because that's the only way we can put up a Walmart.
Right.
We need a million or so investors or so like that. But you want to know something? They talked about that, you know, at the session.
Yes.
And we was at how we can become Walmarts now.
We can get the products that we need.
Then we have those products. The only thing we need now is the communities, putting these communities and putting these products in the communities. But we have the products. They said that we have everything that we can now bring in. We're exporting from China. They said everything about laptops. You can get anything other than a laptop. We can buy any other product other than what, laptops. I think it was TVs.
Car tires. Laptops, car tires.
I think it had something to do with that telephone. But the only reason that you cannot, you know what,
you was right on top of it.
Yeah, the telephone. And the reason I can easily remember those is because those items are so largely in demand. Until the average consumer cannot get into that particular business,
right?
Unless she was a Walmart or someone like that,
right?
But other than that, there is no products that we cannot put in our own communities. I mean, clothing, you name it. I mean, you name it. Whatever you can think of, auto stuff. I don't care what it is. Any products other than
anything
those three.
In a drugstore, Walmart, or any of these convenience stores, as well as everything you see in a dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that there. Dollar stores. Bit of a challenge because I've seen.
Again, any type of business that you, becoming a Walmart, it just let you know we can become that big.
Yes.
And all of these businesses are in African American communities throughout the country. And like I said, like you were saying, everything now can be done directly through, by, and from African Americans, because of what started. With our late lady, Ma'am W.D. Muhammad.
Yeah.
This is those worldwide business agreements that he was able to make for us, and we're now have those opportunities. It's just a matter of getting this information out. And this is why we ask all African American business owners, or those who wish to be business owners, to look into, because it's no longer talk. We can be very proactive now. We can be extremely proactive. We can put you in business. We can be in business in 30 days. And go on the website and look at all the wonderful products that you can be selling. And give Brother Aziz, you have information on some of those websites they can go to and be able to see some of these products and seeing how they can become members. Of the associations, that's where now they can buy direct wholesale prices. Brother Aziz?
They can go to our website at the New Africa Business Association.com and go there and look at some of the sponsors that we have on there, as well as the products that they offer. We have on there Adams Enterprises, which is an importer and exporter of in, you know, different products, clothing as well as hair products.
Mm-hmm.
And they have other things, some different types of clothing and other items that they're offering. They're offering new items. I don't remember what it was, brother.
Oh no, brother Yaya was saying they got so many, they got many, many brand new items that we didn't know anything about. So I mean, they're updating, especially brand new shoe styles. Some are beautiful shoe styles.
Oh yes, yes, definitely.
And so again, like I said, be in tune with the business associations, because we're trying to get this information out all over the country. And like I was saying, brothers and sisters, our mics are open this evening. We don't have anything, no special guest speakers or anything this evening. We're network marketing, and we're identifying businesses this evening. So if you're a business person, wish to identify your business, regardless as to where you are in the country, you can call in this evening. Brother Aziz, in a few moments, I'll let you give them the call-in number, but you can call in and participate with us, and we can just simply talk business, politics, or you can talk about your business and let us know where you are. Because, you know, Brother Wesley's, one of the problems I find is that that 1% or 2% African Americans that we know that are in business,
yes,
we don't know where they are.
Right.
So that's, yes, another thing, is another reason. Business identification is a great big emphasis. And the only way I know that to identify yourself is to do it yourself right in person.
Right.
So again, our listeners, we invite you to call in. Our mics are open. Brother Aziz, what's the number they can call in? And after you receive that number, if you're with us, welcome to the show, and we invite you for your comments.
Well, you know, first of all, you're invited every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio Show. And we do network marketing and business introductions, as well as sharing ideas with other people, letting them know the things that we have to offer and other businesses have to offer in the community. The New Africa Business Association also would like to have people come on our show, business people, and, you know, that have new ideas, that want to get help in generating help for their new ideas, as well as, you know, business role models, entrepreneurs, various people that are in business in our community, the African-American community, and wherever they're located, whatever state they're located in, we want to be able to identify them, let them come on our website and, you know, put their business on there, what they do and what they're offering to the community, African-American community. And, you know, wherever you're located, if there's a service that these businesses, African-American businesses, can do for you, then that's what we're trying to do, get you to go to these businesses and do business with them. You're not only going to be able to help an African-American business and put some money back into our community, but you may be supplying jobs for other African-Americans also. And, you know, what we're doing is something that is not something that is we should be afraid to do or not want to support one another as other communities support themselves. We know that the other communities support themselves. They have stores and businesses all around. We see it, and we see ourselves in there, spending our monies in there. And we have businesses, or we want to have businesses started in our community by investing in one another or making investments together in businesses that we use all the time in our community. We know there's foodstuffs and things like that, that the little restaurants and farm and pop stores and like that, but the stores like the 7-Elevens, the gas stations, and on up, especially a restaurant. You know, we have restaurants, some restaurants in the African-American community, but we don't have many Muslim restaurants, halal African-American restaurants in the community. And those are things that we like to see out there, too. So, you know, this is what we're about, including the whole community. And we know that our African-American brothers and sisters, whatever they may be, Christian, Jews, or whatever, we all share the same community together. All of our families have different members from different communities in there now, and we love them all, and we all buy from the different same businesses. So let's see, can we work together as a people, start businesses in our community, and turn that money around. Right now, it's not even getting close to coming back to our community in any kind of form. And that's what we'd like to get into coming back. And that's what part of what we're doing here at this network, marketing and business. And again, that call-in number is 657-383-1372.
And we'll be right back after the sponsor break, and our mics will be open.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BidemanAssociatesInsurance.com. Or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, and welcome back to the show again. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum.
And Abdullah Shaheed.
And we welcome all who are have called in, all who are on our internet lines, and our call-in lines are certainly a welcome. We do have our mics open, so anyone who is listening at this time, you can share your comments, and we do welcome your comments. So call us. We welcome your comments.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Imam Tariq Abdul Mukmin. From Biloxi, Mississippi, my friend, how are you all?
Goodness, Brother Melvin, we're just trying to explain, just trying to talk about you.
I've been on since the beginning, except I made a mistake, and because a call came through, and I made a mistake and disconnected you all. But anyway, I want to apologize. I wasn't able to get to the conference as planned, a lot playing, and y'all know the rest of that. But anyway, from what I hear, you all just expressed that you all did see the presentation.
Yes, very good presentation. Very good.
Okay, well, Allah blessed me to put that PowerPoint together and everything. So I want to thank you all for that. But again, from here on out, I will be representing Entrepreneurs in Development Network, okay? And I think I mentioned this to you all that I coined that some time ago after just looking closely at what we were trying to do in Biloxi. So, again, it's Entrepreneurs in Development Network. We have a picture that's in black and white on any and everything that I can put the picture on. I have a Facebook page and a group page on Facebook, Entrepreneurs in Development, helping people do for sale. Okay? Showing respect, because the picture is a picture of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that God forgive him for shortcomings and giving him a high place in paradise. It's a picture of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's in black and white, cartoon-like, standing behind a park bench with a man drooped over, but show his development in four stages. So finally standing upright, ready to do some business. So that's why we chose that name, Entrepreneurs and Development Network. Still again, Adams Enterprises LLC is still functioning. I got a Facebook page for that page. So those of you that's listening and have a Facebook page, Entrepreneurs and Development page, go and like that page, share that page, and also join the group, Adams Enterprises LLC. Go and like that page and share that page because we do broadcast live. What we are about, and yes, I would say I'm a partner company with Commonwealth Partners. We are the intermediaries. That's the parent company. We are the intermediaries between you, the entrepreneur, and the manufacturers in China and Italy. Okay? What's coming out of Italy for us at present times is Mantoni Super 140 Virgin Wool suits, men's suits, Super 140 Virgin Wool hand tailored, wrinkle resistant. We have those suits that's available for purchase. Now, we're running a special, but you will have to go and put shopcwp10.com, shopcwp10.com, enter your customer number 1002. We have a special going on. Order any of the Mantoni suits in a Mantoni or Enzo or Giorgio 100% cotton dress shirt. And you get free shipping up to a pre-Father's Day special, up through Father's Day. You get free shipping, okay? And so we also have coming out of Italy, top designer, Enzo Tavari jeans, okay? And one particular jeans that I like the best is the name of the jeans is Albert. The reason I like those jeans, it's like four colors of the Albert. That's my daddy's name, okay? So, but anyway, we got that. We also know we have the 100% 8A virgin human hair starting 12 to 30 inch long if you need it, but you would just only see 12 to 30 on the website. Now, if you're an African-American female and if you are purchasing, contributing to that $500 billion a year market in the hair industry, but then you need to consider getting a distributorship with Commonwealth Partners, okay, for a small membership fee of $415, okay? Give me a call at 228-209-2877, and we can walk you through this so you can keep that money that Bilal and Shahid were just talking about prior to me coming on that we are spending. We can build these businesses in our neighborhood. So, and also we have shades. Eyewear, shades for men and women, jewelry. You all didn't see that on the PowerPoint presentation, but jewelry, summer dresses, leggings, women leather shoes and purses and wallets and men's shoes and et cetera, et cetera. Now, if any of you all want to get that distributorship and you want to bring in any of that merchandise that we currently do not have stateside in the country, Commonwealth Partners will buy that merchandise back from you at a negotiated wholesale price. You set the retail price. It will be put on the company's website, shopcwp10.com. We put it on there, and when the order is made from a retail customer, we forward the order to you. You send it out to that customer. That's how that works. Now, that's optional. Now, it's not mandatory. It's an optional program for the distributors. Now, you don't have to be a distributor to buy this merchandise. However, you got to go through a distributor to buy the merchandise at the minimum order quantity, and you're going to pay more money. So why do that when you just pay the $415 to get this unlimited merchandise? We have an office in China with someone who speaks from our community, Muslim African Americans, Mandarin Chinese. So all things are covered. So, again, give me a call at 228-209-2877. And if you are listening by way of the state of Mississippi, We can in our workshops, we show you how to start a business in Mississippi. Okay, we show you how to get financing. We show you how to get merchandise that we just talked about. Now, the financing, we got 11 categories of financing that we have available for you on to go in business. So, again, give me a call at 228-209-2877, and we can get you started on your road to financial freedom and success. Real simple. So, with that, brothers, I'm going to end that with that. If anybody, again, have questions, please give me a call. I'm en route somewhere, so bear with me.
Okay.
Brothers, you all there? You still there? Are you all still
yes,
there?
Yes, what did you say, brother?
Huh?
Okay. I couldn't actually hear what you said, Brother Tariq. He said if you have any questions, you know, you take the questions.
Yes, if you want to have any questions, please ask those questions, and I'll try to answer those questions for you to the best of my ability. But again, let me just say this. I mentioned this before, but there have been some persons, they said, well, I don't have the $415. Talk to a family member. Talk to a friend. You know, talk to somebody that you can write up your own agreement with to get the distributorship with Commonwealth Partners. It might be someone you work with. You don't know them, per se, but if you put it on paper, that agreement that you all have in the distribution of the funds, the distribution of the product, that $415 can be easily gotten if we just sit down and look and see. What am I spending money on that I don't need to spend money on? Because when you got to make these sacrifices, if you're trying to go into business and build a business, not saying don't spend on yourself in business, but you have to look at those things and say, I don't need this lunch today from this restaurant, because average lunch from a restaurant is maybe $6 to $10 a day, times five that you're working every day and you're going out to eat. Look at that. These things are very, very important. And everything. So we got money for you to start your own restaurant with the real estate financial category, the equipment financing category. So all areas are covered for you if you want to get into business. Again, if you don't know how to start a business, again, if you're not in Mississippi, I really cannot direct you that much if you're not in Mississippi. But you need to call whatever agency in your government agency in your state, call them. Just start calling people. How do I register a business in my state? Somebody gonna tell you where to go to. How I know this? Because when I first started trying to do this 15 years ago, I called the treasurer's office in the state of Mississippi. They said, no, we don't handle that. It's the Secretary of State. On the line, et cetera, et cetera. Now, really, most everything is done online now. So choose your business name. You can do an LLC, an INC, an LLLP. Now, I think in Virginia, they have a family limited partnership, a FLP, if I'm not mistaken, in Virginia. Okay, so that family members can form that a corporation. By all means, don't be, like the sole proprietor. I forget, I'm not looking at those documents. Incorporate your business, because what if there's an opportunity for you as an African American? Listen to this. 2 weeks ago, I went to a meeting that from airport executives out of the airport from Jackson, Mississippi, down here on the coast. There was a meeting. The sole purpose was them coming was to show you how much money run through those airports through vending, through contracts. In the construction working field, they can't find them. So he was standing there trying to show how you can get these contracts at the airports to get some of this money. And you considered as a minority. Use that to your advantage to get this money that they just putting out here for what they call disenfranchised, disadvantaged business owners. Get the money. They telling you we want to give it to you, but you got to meet the criteria now. And the first criteria is to legitimize your business. You got Bilal on the Brother Bilal, excuse me, on the phone with expertise to show you how to counsel you on what direction you need to go in. So do that because you can get these contracts. Because they're looking for certain, just looking for certain things. So again, a colleague of mine out of Georgia, he's a plumber, and I told him, I said, "Well, Brother Mel, you know we can get plumbing products." He said, "What?" I said, "Yes. Whatever plumbing products you need that you're using now, we can get that from you from those manufacturers in China, and you can warehouse them." He really liked that. So this is where we are with having the being the intermediary between you, the entrepreneur, and the manufacturers in China and Italy. We have unlimited products for you, unlimited amount of monies for you, and we got legal services. And so everything is in place. You don't choose your product. You might not want to do the hair. You might not want to do the suits. You might not want to do this. You can choose one item to focus on and say, this is what I am going to use to make my wealth off of this particular product. Okay? I myself, I'm pretty well much focusing on the suits and everything. So, but still, I'm doing other things in connection with Commonwealth Partners, my company, promotion, marketing, and everything. It's beautiful. It's real beautiful. But invest in yourself and don't be afraid of going into business. If you put your trust and faith in God, you will be successful. If you're a Christian on the phone, you need to look at some of these men from the Bible and study them. They were businessmen. They were businessmen. It's in the Bible. I'm not looking at that data right in front of me right now because, again, I'm in the car. I was going to try to be stationary before the show came on, but I'm running behind, so I don't have that in front of me right now to read you these, like Peter and Paul and Andrew, the businesses that they were in, the things that they was doing in their lives and everything. Right there from the Bible, okay? And I mentioned before the companion, some of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, how wealthy they were and the advice that they tried to give people and everything. So, again, give me a call, and Brother Bilal Shahid, find your mentor, be a mentor, get involved in your community so people can know who you are. You can get that exposure and everything because it's there. Do not be afraid of failing. Les Brown, the motivational speaker, Les Brown, he's retired now, but he said something. He said that if you fall down, make sure you fall back. Make sure you fall down on your back. That way you look it up. Study that. Study that real closely. So with that, Brother Bilal and Shahid and audience, I'm gonna go back on mute and let somebody say something or have a question for me. And I want to thank you all for the opportunity, okay?
Thanks so much, Brother Imam. Again, we look forward because, like I said, your message is a message that has to be bought on continuously because we know that the organization – and all the organizations that are involved is the key to our national success. But the only way we're going to know about these valuable business opportunities is to spread the word. Information. Again, like I said, we can now be very proactive. We don't have to talk like we did 10 years ago about we want to get this. We have everything we need now. The only thing we need now is African Americans participants and for African Americans to go into business. Again, all of our new Africa business associations
all of our business associations. We have our CPAs and our attorneys and our financial plan. Anything that it takes to help not only you to incorporate your business, but to set up your financials. And I know you, many of you out there know when you ran into that word financial, many of you was turned down, especially by the Small Business Administration and by banks and other institutions because you couldn't show your financials. An excuse they've been using on us for years, you don't have your financials in order. So again, and it is important. I know the importance of having your financials in order, but again, it's, I also know that if the federal government is bringing in our taxation of revenues, and from those huge revenues that we pay in federal and state and all kinds of other taxes, I don't see any returns when it comes to currency distributions back into the communities. I don't see any distribution for a currency distribution for the African American community. If so, somebody needs to call the New African Business Association, let us know, so we can feel like we're getting our equal share as to where our taxation or revenues go. But when it comes to our consumer spendings and our consumer profits, that's something that we can control. And again, like I said, to realize any independence, he now went back. He went back to give you evidence all the way back to the prophets. But so that gives you the credibility of being in business. But my my analysis to you right now is to simply say that if you look at the if you look at your community, and again, I've always said I look at my African American community, my brothers and sisters. I hate to say it, but I put you in a portfolio, and that portfolio shows me as a financial planner that years of people's spending $1.2 trillion in a fiscal year, and 98% of our consumers, they don't have businesses in their communities. That tells me right there that this is a wonderful place for me to put my business. But it also tells me as a community, as a member of my own community, that this is a wonderful place to also start growing our business. And you just heard. Yes, by all means. Like I said, our mics are open.
This is Tariq again. I'm gonna be
joining in with
this. This is Tariq. I want to share something with us, and I hope I don't be long in finding this study that someone posted, but I don't know how true it is. But normally, when you comment on something you read on Facebook, everybody else start weighing in. But after I commented on it, and I don't know where I put it at in my phone, but what is showing is, I know where I can find it yet, yes. What is showing is this right here. History of reparations payment. Okay, I'm going to run through this briefly. 1990, USA paid $1.6 billion, or $20,000 each, to Japanese Americans. 1990, Austria, $25 million to the Holocaust survivors. 1988, Canada, 250,000 square feet miles of land. The Indians and Eskimos, Canada again, $230 million to Japanese Canadians. 86, USA, to Ottawa, and we're looking at 32 to 822 million, 8.1 billion down the list, from 86 to 71, no, 71 on, different groups that either America or Canada or Germany paid the Jewish Holocaust survivors $822 million. Now, on the bottom of the list, I'm going to go to it shortly. Now, notice this $1.6 billion, millions of dollars, but none of these figures are showing $1.2 trillion, okay? So the African Americans, 1865 to present, USA, $0, slavery in Jim Crow area. So, but we spend $1.2 trillion a year. So why would we get reparations? What we need reparations for? 0 to 1 times we're going to keep it. Our Latino family going to get it and keep it 9 times. Our Asian family going to get it and keep it 11 times. Our Caucasian family, 20 times. Our Jewish family going to keep it 26 times before it leaves the community. $1.2 trillion. Everybody going to set up shop except us. So what reparations want? We need financial literacy. Financial literacy. Money management. And I recall something that great comedian Bill Cosby said. And we're not going to talk about him in the way that happened recently here with him. But Bill Cosby, when he bought into, I think, the New Jersey Nets years ago, I don't know if he's still a owner or what. But anyway, when he bought into them, he said he went into the locker room or something and seen all these young African American millionaires playing video games on the little game boys at the time. He went out, hired a financial advisor to show them how to invest their money. Okay? So this is what we need. You give people wealth, what are they gonna do with it? Waste it. You got African American entertainers being followed by store employees because the employee thinks they're going to steal something, and to prove to that employee that you got money, you just start spending money with them to prove to them that you got money. Now, that's foolishness right there. So when you need to be trying to do something for yourself. So these are the things that we are plagued with as a community is wasteful spending. That's one of the mission statements. That's our mission statement of the Entrepreneurs and Development Workshop, the network, I mean, is that mission statement. We drafted it from the Quran, chapter 4, verse 29, where Allah said, don't spend your money wastefully, but let that be mutual business satisfaction going on between yourselves. So we drafted our mission statement from that. And everything, and our goal is what Allah tells us in the Quran, not neglecting our share of this material world, get our portion of it for the home to come, do some good because God has been good to us. That's our goal. That's in that. And that being said, I don't want to be speaking ahead, but I'm being considered to do a presentation at the Detroit National Annual Convention in Inkster, Michigan, outside of Detroit this year. I've gone to the convention there for the last 2 years. The way that came about, I presented on the This Mean WDM group. It's a Facebook group. They have weekly conference calls, as you all do. I presented on there. They like what they heard. And so it got to the point where, like I said, I'm being considered to be a presenter in one of the workshops at the convention this year there. So, but anyway, you all got my information. I'm going to end here. Let's keep this conversation going and helping each other. Thank you again.
So, again, thanks so much again, Brother Imam. Just a continuation of just what we've been just saying all along. It pays to be associated with your business association. These business associations is just not someone. Most of us have boards of directors. We've been elected to our positions. And when we put someone in certain positions, we want them to be able to feel certain expertise. And certainly, like you said, when it comes to, like I said, having your financials in order, this is something that has to be taught.
and we are here to teach and be as informative as we can. There are going to be times when the station will be doing financial planning presentations, and those presentations might carry on until we make again, as far as how to incorporate the articles of incorporation that the man was talking about. All states have what is called the articles to incorporate. So just by going to www, the articles to incorporate in the state that you wish to incorporate in, most of your information should come up. But again, many times, as a person of certain business knowledge and working with other business professionals, I would say speak to your business associations, because, like I said, we have attorneys here. These attorneys are not going to charge you any money for when you start talking about business associations concerns. We have CPAs here. When it comes to business association concerns, they're not charging you any money. We have financial planners such as myself, no charges for what we have to say when it comes to our business association's concerns. Our business associations, like I said, we're here to share our expertise with you so you can join our business association. We need your membership because members count. There's no such thing. I don't care whether you're a business association or you're a business client billing a clientele. You must have members, or the numbers of, in order to be valuable enough to exist. The New Africa Business Association is no different. We have and all across the country, we're going to be able to bring you the experts that that can help. And helping us to achieve what we're trying to achieve, and that is building our communities and indeed building our own infrastructure. We can do it. Like I said, $1.3 trillion, there is nothing that we can't do once we become organized. And my goodness, and once we understand, like I said, what it is to be business owners, because being a business owner, remember, when you start talking about being a member of the corporation, I don't have to know the first thing about any, running the business. The corporations and its experts that are put in place, that corporation runs itself. Again, there is no such thing as I got to worry about you or you got to worry about me. The corporation tells us everything and every move that we must make is all done by the corporation. And those who run the corporation, which are those business owners. So much, much, much more information will be constantly shared here at the New Africa Business Association. Spread the word to join. You know, there are the Atlanta, Georgia, we're going to be communicating with the Atlanta, Georgia New Africa Business Association. They have some real big programs that's getting ready to come up here in the early part of July. And of course, we're going to be keeping you informed on all of the activities that's going on all over the United States. Brother Aziz, with me closing, did you have any comments?
I'm just thanking Brother Imam for that presentation. And I pray that our listeners were listening to that, because it's an opportunity that they haven't had before.
Okay, and with that, I'll say good evening.
People get ready, have a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among the lost and most. Against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, there's a train of coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the beat of harmony. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
We had a flood teacher, a flood and rock.
I like it, brother. There's some things going on.
Well, I think I think it's gonna change, y'all. I think your man is a
Brock,